We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher, and I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
Hey, y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I'm the gambler on the show, and when I go to a bar, I'm not sitting there with my legs crossed drinking a beer. I'm in the corner, and I'm shotgunning it. And also, if you do the same, hashtag it Sore Losers Shotgun. Let's get some more of those going, you guys.
I mean, one guy is on Twitter saying he'll give us 500 shotguns if we give him a hoodie. And I'm like, we don't have a hoodie.
And who wants 500 shotguns?
Yeah.
Oh, he would do 500 shotguns.
Yes. And he was saying that he would come host a podcast. He would, if we let him come host a podcast, he would do like 25 Sore Losers Shotguns.
Here in the studio?
Yeah, I think his name's Nick Fleming. Shout out. I mean, he's really wanting to.
Do you really think we'd want a dude to do 25 shotguns here, and then we'd have to babysit him all day?
No. He meant over 25 days or what? Like he would.
He wants to come for 25 days?
Oh my god!
Well, his pitch didn't make sense. I had another guy hit me up and say, "Hey, will you guys send me a shirt for free? All of you guys autograph it, and then he'll put it up for charity." Huh? Why don't we just put it up for charity and eliminate you, the middleman?
Speaking of that, did you see what happened with Kyle Rudolph's gloves from the game last weekend?
They get stolen?
He thought he was giving them to a good person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, someone in the I think it was someone in the media, said, hey, can I have those gloves for charity? And he was like, yeah.
So like a camera guy or something? Or like,
Something like that. Someone in the locker room, some interaction. So he says, yes. So he signs the gloves. He goes, I'll even sign them for you. Well, smash cut, like a day later, they're up for sale and sold on eBay for $400.
Ooh. Yeah, it's the fact that he told them, like, dude, this is going to charity. Because if he didn't tell him anything, it was a gift, let it rip, right?
Right. If you
he
just
did
give
all
them
that for $400?
Well, dude, that's easy money.
Yeah.
It's like you going to your job, asking Bobby Bones to sign a book, and then selling it for $400.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm gonna do that tomorrow.
So he gets word of it, and he's like, well, man, I thought I was doing something for charity. So then I believe the person that bought the gloves gave them back, and Kyle Rudolph's going to give that dude the gloves from this weekend.
What about the money?
Yeah, hopefully he catches and passes. It's Kyle Rudolph. He's a tight end.
Yeah, for the Vikings.
Yeah.
I don't. Wait,
nothing about the money, though? Like, because that's just $400 bucks down the drain?
eBay will refund. They'll come in.
Oh, okay.
Dude, eBay has policies in place. Now, back in the day, eBay was the wild, wild west. You had to send a money order and just hope they would send you your product.
Yeah, so the guy bought them for $375.
Okay.
And so now I think they put them back up for charity, and I think they're up to $14,000.
Wow, and it's really going to go to charity.
It's really going to go to charity this time. And Kyle Rudolph said, hey, dude, I'll get you the gloves from this weekend's game. I'll make sure you get taken care of.
That camera guy, out of job probably?
For sure. Well, out of a job,
hey, at
maybe
least he's got some Vikings gloves he's wearing around town.
No, coach, they're for charity.
I thought he kept those and they did another pair.
Oh, did they do another pair?
No, they did. What, for the charity?
Yeah.
No, they're the actual pair.
Okay, yeah. So he can't keep the gloves.
So then he's still got his job. I messed up.
He may have his job, but I don't think he can ever be in the at a Vikings game or talk to any Vikings player again.
What an idiot. There's ways to play that off. Oh, eBay has a thing where you can set it up for charity. I just didn't fully set it up yet. Come on, idiot.
I must have not checked the box.
I didn't miss that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's out of a job and the gloves?
So this is what Kyle Rudolph tweeted. I saw this. It's disappointing. A member of the media in the locker room after the game asked if they could have my gloves for a charity benefit. So I said, of course, I said, yes, I wouldn't sign them for you. Well, he got me. Sold on eBay 3 days later. And to clarify, it was not anyone I knew. It wasn't a local reporter that I see daily or a national reporter. Locker room was a zoo. He asked for them. I said, of course, and even offered to sign them. Like,
that must mean it's nuts back there. People are grabbing. Hey, let me have your jock. Hey, can I have that? Let me have your shirt.
Hey,
let me. You realize you don't have a shirt to go home in?
Hey, let me squeeze some of your sweat into this jar. So let me have that dirty towel.
Hey, sign my wife's boobs.
And I think in the playoffs, there's just so much more media attention that there's more press passes given. There's more access. So there's a lot more people that usually aren't around.
There's more clubhouse attendance. inflating, deflating balls. That's how it happened with the Patriots. It was crazy. There was a lot going on. It was a playoff game. That's how all these things happen.
They should probably get rid of the locker room interview, though. Like, I feel like the locker room's like a bathroom.
If I was a coach,
yes.
If you're not a player or me, you know what? Even the assistant coaches, get the hell out.
You can't be in here, right?
Coach, if it's all crowded and stuff, I want my guys. I want a bar of soap, a thing of shampoo, and that's it.
I went into the Texas Rangers locker room, or clubhouse, I guess, it went during the World Series. And that was the first time I've ever been.
That's so weird.
And it was free range. You can, it would be like, okay, there's so-and-so. Let's all go interview him. Oh, look, there's so-and-so. Let's all go interview him.
Are there chick reporters?
Yeah, everyone.
And guys are half naked?
Guys are naked.
I didn't see anyone naked, but it had the feeling of just like, I don't think we should be in here. Come on, they're trying to get ready to go home.
Like, did you see some stuff?
I didn't see anything.
I do believe that there was a time, like it's like 30 minutes afterwards where no one's allowed in, where you can shower. And so that way you're not walking around.
But they're
around
still
nude.
Getting dressed.
Right. That's what I was going to say. The only problem is there's still people sitting around in towels.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, maybe someone was, you know, getting treatment and then they come out and then they still have to take a shower. I agree with you. I think the locker room should be off limits. I don't think the press should be allowed in the locker room. Why are we allowing people to go into the quote-unquote, basically a bathroom, yes, like you said? That is so weird.
It is weird.
Just imagine going to the local gym, go to the, you know, Planet Fitness, and sitting in the locker room and interviewing people with cameras. No!
Well, like, that's one thing, too. A camera. Can you imagine if you were taking a piss in a bathroom and some dude walked in with a camera?
Dude, I get mad when the local guy starts talking to me in the bathroom, much less videos me with a picture and asks for my gloves.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Do you want someone talking to you while you're taking a piss?
No.
I feel it's the same thing. It's like, we're trying to get ready here. That's what that podium's for.
Yes.
You want to talk to someone, request for him to go to the podium.
Right. If you need a comment from someone, because you're not going to talk to the offensive lineman, right, or the defensive lineman or the, you know, third string safety. So you're not going to request them at the podium. But you put a request in, and they have to go to the podium because they do have, right, media obligations. I get it. You need to get stories. But it is so weird to see them all crowded around the locker, and they can't go anywhere. Like, all right, I'm done. No, you're blocked in by all these reporters.
Yeah, it is weird. And what's weird, too, is like you ever put something so close to your face, and it's like, oh, that's a little too close.
You back up.
That's the way all of their mics are.
Because they're fighting for position.
Crisp sound.
Yep.
They need good. Coach, you know.
Oh, hey, I appreciate that. Audio guy.
Coach, so they put that crap right up to their face, but times 10 or 20 sometimes. And they're just like, oh, okay, like, all right, a little close. Like, everybody back up a little bit. It's weird. It's a weird environment.
Yeah, with all the changes that have happened, you would think that would be one of the things that would be phased out, is the access to the locker room.
This is one of the new things in sports because of this podcast.
Now, I don't
like, guys, some members sleuths of the board, we were listening to a podcast called The Sore Loser.
Now, when they're shooting the champagne, okay, you can be in there to take pictures. That's fine.
I thought you
fine.
Were going to say shooting the
Well, no.
Coach, okay,
I feel
a championship.
With stuff like that, they can have their team photographer or their team videographer and give them the footage.
Why does the reporters get to be a part of that championship? Hell no. Get them out of the locker room. I continue to repeat this.
So you can see pictures and you can see them celebrating. You wouldn't be able to watch SportsCenter like you do and see the celebration.
Stand-up cameras, boom, selfies, Instagram Live. There's ways to do it without reporters and people. Why do they get to go in there and spray the champagne? They haven't won anything. It's another reason they shouldn't be allowed in there.
I mean,
okay, you know what? You make valid points.
He's got a point.
Because I get mad when they give the owner the trophy first. I understand the owner pays for everything, but the owner didn't do crap.
That's like dad, though. That's like if
if I want a soccer championship, they should give the trophy to my dad? No. Give it to me. We won. Don't give it to my dad. Okay, my dad birthed me.
It wouldn't be your dad. It would be the people that pay for your jerseys.
Okay.
The tire company. So there's a guy from the tire company. Yes. The sponsor goes and gets the trophy, and then you guys are like, can we get to touch it too?
Like, that's ridiculous. It's so dumb how they do that.
And no one wants to hear from the owner.
Nobody.
We honestly do not care what he says.
I mean,
or she says.
Every once in a while you want to hear from the coach. Okay, fine. But after I hear from the players, like the owner, who gives
two rats? We don't care what they think.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. It's a weird thing.
But the whole, like, you know, we talk about the photographers and everyone in the locker room. Even on the field, though, like, who are the random people who are holding up their camera. You know when there's like an interview, you see like Maria Taylor interviewing Dabo, right?
Oh, and then they have the brown vest.
They got
on.
The brown vest dudes, and I'm talking like they're not even looking. They're just walking around shooting like it's a machine gun
because they're hoping they get that one magical shot.
I know, but who are they? And
Sports Illustrated, someone, USA Today. I don't know.
I feel like it's Sore Losers podcast. Like sometimes I feel like it's just a.
That's why
they allow so many cameras on there.
So many. And also, you're telling me you can't have a couple camera people and then you just give the pictures to all the publications?
That's how
it should be. The USA Today doesn't need to take their own picture.
Well, the reason they don't is because they're competing.
No. There are companies that share. That's their whole job is to share.
Right. And you have to pay for those.
Right.
But what I'm saying is...
It's cheaper than sending Jimmy over to...
They don't want Jimmy and... Jason from the two different public just having the same shot because then they nothing differentiate. There's no different.
Well, then spread their asses out. Send one to one end zone, one to the other. Get them moving.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What they take pictures of is different. So you're going to open the USA Today or the New York Times, and there's going to be two different pictures because they sent their own reporters who felt like a different picture was more important. That's why you don't just share the same image. That's like. All the ABC affiliates, you know, sometimes they do a news story and they just copy and paste.
Yes.
It's like, okay, this is no different story.
And also, when I used to have an internship, Eddie, you were in the TV industry. So you'd send, there'd be four different camera guys filming every high school game. Why not just send one person with the video camera, share it with everybody on the TV stations?
It's because they're sharing the same highlight. Like, it's the same highlight from every. The funny thing about high school games, it's funny you talk about this, is we only shoot the first. Touch score of the first quarter. Like the whole point is to get there when the game starts, get a shot of the cheerleaders and the football players coming out of the paper, and that's going to be your transition shot of when like, all right, let's go to McCallum versus Pflugerville. And that's your shot of like, ee! You hear the cowbells, and then that one touchdown play, and if they don't score by the first quarter, you just get a good pass and that's it. That's all you shoot, and then you go to the next game. Quick.
Because then you also got to get back to the station for that 10 o'clock news.
Usually have about three games, and then you got to get back, edit, and tell them what happened, and then go.
I remember it was crazy. We'd be speeding, and the guy would go, I got to get to this local TV station. So other stations would allow you to use their station, their video buildings. We would go into another building in a different city.
Owned by the same company.
Maybe. So they're brother and sister.
They're brother and sister. Okay. It's like incest.
I'm like, are we allowed to be in here?
Yes. Come on.
But be quiet. Come on. We got to do it. He's like gunning and he's going 30 miles an hour down an alley. I'm like, what the hell? Got to make it by 10 o'clock.
But he's right, though. We would sometimes go to a game and there's every news outlet has a camera guy. I'm like, why are we all here?
And we're all right next
to each
other.
Because you're competing.
I know. But Coach. It's the same shot. And we're all right next to each other.
And they're all friends.
You know what I mean?
They act like they hate each other. They're all best friends.
No. They all talk to each other when they're on a scene or whatever.
We're all buddies.
Yes. But how easy is it to be a photographer? Because I know that you go to school and you learn how to use a camera and these nice cameras. Man, you just take 55,000 shots and you get one good one. You're like, that's the one. No one sees the crap ones and like, oh, that photographer's amazing. No, he took 55,000 pictures of that one game and the one shot hit. That's all you need.
Agreed. Also, some of these Instagram boyfriends now, the amount of pictures that these guys are taking, they might even be better than field photographers.
Yeah.
They're actually very good photographers now with our own iPhones.
Because nowadays, back in the day, I think you had to be a good photographer.
Yes. You had to know how to set the camera right.
Now, it's just all about the camera. To me, I don't think you had to be a professional photographer to be a good picture taker now.
I don't even think it's about the camera. I think it's just right place, right time. Like, seriously, sometimes you can shoot. You hold it down. It's like automatic. You get like a play coming down at you or whatever.
Yeah.
There is a chance you could miss out of all, like you said, out of the 50 shots of that one catch, you could miss one moment where somebody was like, nah, this is the picture. This is the frame that you didn't get. Out of those 50 shots, you could miss something. Or it could be blurry. There's all sorts of things, Coach. Like, really, the ball could be blurry in that one shot, and they're like, we can't use this. Ball's blurry.
Oh, everything has to be in focus?
Yeah. You know, how are you going to post in the front of a magazine a blurry, like, helmet?
And I don't remember what game it was. It was at Between the Hedges. Remember those moms? You saw it on TV,
oh,
Lunchbox. They fell in the hedges.
God.
There could have been a million great pictures from that game, but one of the funniest things from it was two moms getting stuck in the hedges. You can't plan for that stuff.
No.
None of the perfect photos in the end zone of touchdown catches mattered.
Yeah, who that cared about the win?
The 15-second thing that went on Instagram and Twitter was the most hilarious thing ever.
The lead story of that whole game, I felt like, was the mobs that disappeared in the bushes, and Eddie had the other angle, the one where the girl jumped in the bushes.
And she disappeared.
Never came back.
And she was never to be seen from again.
She was eaten alive. It was so freaking funny.
The camera guys for the broadcast, too, like, it's funny to watch the stuff they pick out. Like, they truly do find hot chicks, right?
Of course.
And they stay on them, and then whenever they need that cutaway crowd shot, it's like, Jimmy got the hottie.
They
got
to be careful later in the game. Kids may be a little sloppy. But earlier on, when they're looking for that transition shot, it's been a great game. It's 7-7. We'll be back in Athens. Boom. Hot chick. I mean, every time, if you're looking for that perfect transitional shot, or it's a cheerleader, an easy go-to, it's going to be a hottie.
Yeah.
Always. It's never the dude. But if they're showing Tennessee games, they always find the rednecks. Here's your transitional shot.
SEC game. Mississippi State, Ole Miss, all that.
Tennessee, they love the redneck.
They always show the guy in overalls with no shirt underneath in the SEC. No matter what, they find that guy.
And in basketball, I feel like they find just the nerds.
Yes.
The nerdy dudes who look like they're 10 years old and like in college and face paint.
What do you think about the crying kids? Do you like or dislike them showing the crying kid?
I like it. I just can't believe that the kids are actually crying. Like, I can't believe that there are actually kids crying like that, but I do like it because, I mean, that's
raw emotion, and that is what sports will do.
And he anticipated it. He knew the kid was about to cry.
He was watching the whole game.
He was ready to go.
It makes you feel, and that's what sports do. And at that age, you think that that sport and that team is everything. That is all that. That's your only worry in the world. Because at 11 years old,
you have nothing else to worry about.
You have nothing else to worry about. So you pour all your heart and emotion and devotion into that certain team.
11, I was worried about chicks. Kids are starting to smoke. There's more than just sports, but I hear you. Not to play devil's advocate. Kids were smoking in the bushes at 11.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
What grade are you in 11?
Fourth grade? Right about.
You ain't smoking in fourth grade.
Hey, we're at my 11? School.
No.
Fifth grade for
fifth,
sure.
Sixth grade is when it starts.
That's middle school. Coach, yeah. Sixth grade girls were sleeping with dudes. My school was progressive, is all I know.
I remember hearing girls talk about that, and I was like, what?
Yeah, when they said it, they go, yeah, we went over to M's place this weekend, and he slept with her. I'm like, what?
I was like, what? Dude, this one guy, Dusty, he got on the bus, sixth grade, and he's like, got laid last night. And we're like, what does that mean?
Was he older?
No, he was sixth grade.
Coach, my friends were getting drunk in sixth grade. Like,
yeah, sixth grade, that's what I'm saying, is when the drinking and the smoking really started.
Dusty was hooking up with chicks.
Because every morning, they would go over to, because I didn't smoke cigarettes, so the ones that wanted to, they'd go across the street to C-Mart.
Can I bum a cigarette off of you?
Did you ever smoke?
No, never tried, because my parents, no.
He's in the bushes.
I'll tell you, because
this is a good Marlboro.
No, because my parents smoked.
I smoke Camel.
And so I was around cigarette smoke my whole childhood, right, so and I was just grossed out by it. So people, usually the people that started smoking in middle school, their parents didn't smoke. Because they were like, oh, what is this? I was around it. And I was like, man, I just do not want anything to do. I never would touch a cigarette because I thought it was so gross. But they would go to C-Mart and stand on the side of the building and smoke cigarettes.
Nice.
My people, they had to hide in the bushes, and then sometimes teachers would see and go get them, but that's where it was. It was so thick in between the high school, middle school, elementary school with bushes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the cloud of smoke.
That too. But you could always see the smoke up above, yeah, so it's like it was a dead giveaway.
What good does hiding in the bushes do to smoke? Because there's smoke coming out. Like,
I think
you can
they
see
said you. Since they were off school property, they were actually, the teachers couldn't bust them.
And that's a funny thing you say that. You couldn't smoke on our high school. So if you, the smokers, well, there was a street called Sima Serena right next, like that was, and if you would drive, all the smokers, I mean, hundreds of them lined
like
up on the street.
Atlanta Airport?
Yes. It was so funny. I don't know if that's still there, like if that's where they still go.
I hope kids aren't still smoking it. We turned to vaping, Coach. I don't think there's the smoke clinics that there used to be when we were in high school. There's people vaping secretly, chilling in their car.
I don't know.
I still think there's people that smoke cigarettes.
Kids?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll ask my son. I really don't know.
I mean, we went from a time.
Your son's 11. I don't think his friends are. I don't think people at his school are smoking.
The middle school and high school are connected, so he gets to see. Like,
so he does see.
So I don't know if that's a thing or not.
Coach, we went from a time where you couldn't smoke in, or you could smoke in bars. We would go to the casino. You have to bring a change of clothes because your clothes smelled so bad.
Coach, restaurants.
Yes, but now...
restaurants. Dude, no, on airplanes. Think of that.
That was before us.
No. That was in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, Coach. When were you born?
81.
Oh. Okay, Coach, you were one.
You remember... 80, you remember 85?
No, I remember getting on the plane the first time and there being ashtrays.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
They're still there, but they're welded.
Oh, I'm really? I haven't seen a plane in a while with an ashtray on there.
Yeah, they still have them there, but they're welded shut. Like,
and that's what I mean. I don't remember flying, but I remember because I would fly to my grandparents' house once a summer in Kansas, and I remember there being ashtrays on the airplane.
Okay.
That's, I mean.
No, I remember we would fly to Mexico City. And I lived in South Texas, and it was technically an international flight, even though Mexico City was, you know,
a two-hour
flight away. And so as soon as we take off, they're like, just a reminder, this is a non-smoking flight. This is an American flight, non-smoking. And all the Mexicans were like, we don't care. And they would light up.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, I remember just looking down the you know, walkway and just being like, dude, this is crazy. There's smoke in this tube.
No. Now that you look back on it, not just the smoke, but a fire could have started on the damn airplane because of
a
cigarette.
You drop a cigarette.
Yeah, you drop an ash
luggage
or whatever, and it gets on the carpet, and boom.
How did that not ever happen?
How did that never happen? And it would be, I mean, there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, it's
wow.
crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, restaurants, everywhere you would go, there's cigarette smoke. I remember in high school, we could go to Mexico to go drink in high school. That's just the way it was. You cross the border, and if you were tall enough to reach the bar, you can order a drink. And so on Friday nights, we would go out, but my parents were like, do not ever go to Mexico, ever. We will find out, and you cannot go. So I was like, but my friends were like, dude, we're going. Let's go. We're going. We're
and leaving. You could make it back, and they really wouldn't even know where you went?
It was like, you just tell your parents you went to a movie.
I mean, it's literally 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10
That's
minutes.
That's amazing.
Away. We're going to a movie. We're going to go have dinner.
We're at John's place. We're playing pool all night.
It's not like they stamp your hand when you go across the border. They just look at your ID and you go across.
There
is no way they can tell.
It cost a dollar.
Oh,
but that
well,
was
I don't
it.
Remember that.
That was it. Coach, so we would go and we would like drink. I mean, it's a club, so everyone's smoking. Dude, I get back home like at midnight.
You got to bring a change of clothes, Coach. Come on.
Coach, and my parents
But
like,
you, when you're that age, you don't think like...
First off, I didn't even know I smelled like smoke.
That's what I'm saying. At that age, you don't realize that you smell like smoke because my parents smoked and I didn't realize I smelled like smoke.
So everyone probably thought you smoked.
Yes. So I went to college and I still had my same clothes and everybody would be like, oh, do you smoke? Nope. And all my clothes smelled like smoke is what I found out.
Yeah.
So go back to your store.
So I would get there. My parents would be like, were you smoking? And be like, no. I don't know why. You smell like smoke. Oh, we were at Chili's, you know, like the smoking section. Oh, okay.
They seated you in the smoking section?
Yeah. Because back then it was just like smoking or not smoking.
God, you're right.
What's first available? Smoking?
And we always had smoking because my parents smoked and my grandpa smoked.
Smoking or non-smoking. And it was usually the place by the bar. That was the smoking. And then the outer areas was non-smoking.
And you could still smell the smoke.
But, Coach, it's
you
funny.
You are right.
Because my parents are just like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Next like time, try and get a section a little away from the smoking, but you're fine.
And I never thought,
hey,
never
Mom,
thought
do you care
the
if
bars.
I get some water?
I used to, when they were voting on whether to take smoking out of bars, I was like, it doesn't make a difference. Who cares? Let the people smoke.
Oh, it's a game changer.
Huge difference.
Let me tell you, once they took the smoking out of bars, it was amazing.
Dude, the chicks got hotter and your headaches got less. It was greatness.
And you didn't smell like just garbage the next day.
It's then you realize how bad it smells.
Right.
Because then you're leaving like a clean bar and there's a dude smoking by the door and you're like, ugh.
Except for,
and then you're just like, dang, that's the way it used to smell inside all the time.
And people could just smoke right. That's what I hate when I'm sitting at a table in Vegas and some dude sits next to you and just puts a cigarette in there.
That is the Vegas buzz.
God, and the smoke is just coming your way.
Oh, yeah. We'll move. Me and my girl will go to a different table.
It's so annoying. So when we're at your bachelor party in Vegas, no smoking at our table.
Check and see in Memphis if they allow smoking in bars.
We'll check.
You should be good, though.
Would you guys get off the day? What?
You're not getting married, dude.
I understand. But you don't want to drive to your bachelor party. Because the worst thing ever is
going
to be
Memphis.
The drive back.
That might be a great point.
Coach, we'll get one of those limousine buses.
They cost a lot of money.
We did one from Fort Lauderdale to Miami, and it might have been a G. We had a lot of alcohol in there, too.
$1,000?
It was, okay, I exaggerated. I think it was $600.
Hey, it was just like, it was just like his friend almost won $100K, but won $4.
So close.
So it was like, it was probably a G. Yeah, really? More like $300. All right, guys. Eddie, I got bad news for you.
Oh, sure. Here we go.
Matt Rhule said the smock bib thing is staying at Baylor.
I saw that. It's called a smock?
I guess.
Because I saw it written, and I'm like, that's what it's called. Yeah, dude, I thought that's what. There was no way he was going to bring that crap to the NFL. No way. They would laugh at his ass.
I thought it was funny.
That is funny.
I thought it was funny that he had to make a statement on the like, I guess Eddie's not the only one that worries about what he's wearing.
Or he listens to the podcast.
Well, everybody has to make a statement. Anthony Davis had to make a statement about his eyebrow. People force people to make statements about anything and everything.
Well, I think at 18 years old, I don't think Anthony Davis realized the unibrow was a weird thing. And then it got national media attention when he was in college. Because in high school,
Coach, you know it's a weird thing. Like,
No.
As soon as you start getting girlfriends.
No.
Or not getting girlfriends.
Because no one said anything because he's a superstar athlete his whole life. And so in high school, you're not going to be like, hey, dude, you might want to shave that unibrow. Because you're just going to be like, dude, you're my friend. What up, AD? What up? We're friends. I love the unibrow. Like, it's cool.
No one ever hit him with, hey, dude, you want to borrow a brow? I got two. No one ever hit him with that one, ever?
No. Like, why you only have one? We got two. No, I don't think anybody hit him with that. Not even his boys. And so once he gets into college, he's in the national spotlight, and then everybody starts making fun of it. And he's like, oh, he's probably self-conscious about it, really.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, but if you are, just shave it.
But now he can't
because
he's known as the unibrow.
Yeah.
So you can't shave
it. He's about to be known as the world champion.
Now, stop. Relax. It's way early in the season, and he almost ended his season the other night when he fell on his tailbone.
I saw that.
Is he okay? MRI
came back negative, so he should be good to
just
go.
Just a broken brow.
But my question is, when these coaches get fired or they leave a school, what happens to all their clothes?
Oh, you got to burn it. What do you think we do when players leave our teams?
Like Jason Garrett, his whole wardrobe for the last 10 years.
He's keeping one polo. The rest, he told his wife to take to
Goodwill. Had to be all Cowboys gear.
Yeah.
If you're in Dallas, dude, go to a Goodwill because you're going to get some Cowboy gear.
Is that not part of uniforms? Like, is that not going back to the equipment closet and then the next coach?
So you think the next coach is going to wear Matt Rhule's shirt?
Or McCarthy's like, he starts wearing Jason Garrett's polo. Like, they're just, we're going to have to get you new ones. Jason's isn't fitting you.
Like, I look at like Mike Leach. I guarantee you all he wore was Washington State stuff.
Yeah.
And now that he's going to Mississippi State, like, where is he going to get his gear? Like, what does he do with all that old gear? Does he just move without suitcases? Well, I mean, I know he has suits that he wears, but, I mean, he loses half his wardrobe.
Can you imagine Saban, what his wardrobe looks like? When he goes out to dinner with his wife, he's got nothing but Bama stuff and then one Hawaiian shirt. I guarantee you when he goes to dinner, he wears a Bama polo.
That's funny to think of what these guys really wear when they're not wearing their...
We've seen Belichick. He dresses normal.
Like what? Dockers?
Very nice. His wife has an Instagram, so yeah, he'll be wearing Dockers. He's wearing Sperry's.
Hey, does Saban wear a Hawaiian shirt?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Shorts, flip flops.
I don't know what. Does Saban, like, does he have clothes?
Yes. They all have
clothes. Obviously, they do.
That don't have a team logo on it.
I get it. They obviously do. But you're right. I am so conditioned that I think all they wear is their gear.
Can you imagine a paparazzi picture of Saban? Screw all these girls in L.A. What about Saban?
Saban in normal clothes.
He's in shorts and a
Wendy's.
White beater.
Yes.
And he's getting the newspaper.
Yes.
And he's got a morning hair and morning wood.
Yes. Smoking a cigarette. That would be a great picture.
It's just things I think about. When I saw the Matt Rhule thing, I was like, oh, man, Eddie is going to be so disappointed.
Dang, so the bib is gone. It was a smock, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of a smock.
And I did look at a picture the other day, and it doesn't look attached to that shirt. So it is its own thing.
Yeah, so it's a shirt. There's something underneath the shirt.
It's like a vest. It's almost like what the first down marker dudes have.
It's like a vest. Like I tried to tell you, it's a puffy, like those puffy jackets that don't have sleeves. I'm always like, why do people wear that crap? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
They ain't having that crap in the NFL. They're like, you don't bring this.
Don't bring that.
Leave that in Baylor.
And guys, I know we made fun of the Giants because we're like, who is this coach? I watched a little bit of his press conference last night.
Sounds smart.
Dude, he got me fired up.
What are you, McVay you?
You went out and started running some routes?
He got me fired up. He's talking about how it's going to be a blue-collar team, and New York's going to be proud. They're going to know, as fans, you can be proud to spend your money to put a New York Giants football hat on. You can know that when you put that New York Giants shirt on, that we're going to represent you. We're going to come in here, and we're going to grind. And if you don't want to grind, don't come here, because we're going to grind every day, and we're going to grind and grind, and we're going to win games. We're going to be blue-collar. We're going to be all about the people of New York.
Okay.
I mean—
Dude, if you're a construction worker, you're carrying a cooler that says Giants.
That's what I'm saying. It felt good.
Does he know how much it costs to live in New York?
It's all rich people.
Coach, okay, he's only talking to Jersey. All right,
No, fine. He's talking to the people that are working on the construction crews. That's what he was saying. He was like, these people that work the blue-collar jobs.
So he's trying to get the upper level filled.
Yes.
Okay. Because he knows the season passes are taken care of.
But he's also...
And the suite level's taken care of.
Coming from a guy that you've never heard talk, I was like, dang, he's got some fire in there. Okay, let's go, Joe Judge.
All right. I thought about this the other day. I think it is cool that we don't know who this dude is.
That's what I like.
It is kind of cool.
We don't know most NFL coaches.
No, we know their names.
Barely.
Coach.
Name the Broncos guy. Exactly.
Fox.
Fox.
Who?
Mike Fox.
Mike Fox.
Dominique Foxworth, their old DB.
Was he a coach?
John Fox. He was two coaches ago.
God.
Exactly.
He was the Bears coach.
Oh, Shanahan.
What?
Who's the Broncos?
Vic Fangio.
I don't know the dude.
He was the Bears defensive coordinator, and then he went over to the Broncos.
Okay, and give me another team.
I mean, I can give you one right now.
Good.
Well, the one that came to mind was Titans.
Okay, that's Vrabel.
The Miami Dolphins.
Fitzpatrick.
Jesus,
yes,
man.
He's the quarterback. Guys, he was the past quarterback and now the coach.
We are going into the division, to the playoffs. We've watched 17 weeks of regular season, 1 week of the playoffs, and you don't know the coaches.
Okay, are the Dolphins in the playoffs?
They played 17 weeks of football, and you watched a lot of football.
And you saw their ass getting waxed on SportsCenter a lot.
And you saw them beat the Patriots Brian Flores.
I don't know. Actually, I've never heard of that name.
Dude, this year was
He came from the Patriots.
If you wanted to learn new players, coaches, this was the year to tune in to the NFL. I learned new quarterbacks.
I saw Vrabel's son playing.
Yeah, he plays high school college football. Boston College.
He plays high school football?
College.
I knew if I said both of them, I wouldn't be wrong.
And daddy wasn't there because he was too busy getting ready for the playoffs.
That's what happens a lot.
I don't know. Kids first, guys. Kids first. Get your priorities together.
No, that's what happens when you're a perfect.
You don't want to miss your son's toilet bowl game.
Dude, Vrabel's son's like, hey, are you coming to the wacky potato bowl? Vrabel didn't even respond. He hit the heart thing. He hit the thumbs down emoji and deleted the text. He's like, get this off my threads.
What are you talking about?
I'm in the playoffs, dude.
Freaking Cheez-Its bowl game. Get out of here.
And he's a defensive player.
So if you could, if the playoff games this weekend, instead of. Which one would you want to go to?
Be there for.
Which one is the one this week and you're like, man, I want to be there?
Titans, Ravens. Just because it's all I got. I don't have a stake in any other team. And I do think the Ravens, I mean, it's going to be cool to watch the Ravens. I want to see them in person. And I really, truly believe that the Titans have a chance to win this game.
Me, Titans, Ravens, just because I'm in Nashville, I can feel the buzz of the city, and I think they have a real shot
to beat the
Ravens. And the fact that they get 9.5, that doesn't even matter when it comes to the actual feeling of the crowd and all that, but I'm telling you, because I live here, I live in West Nashville, I have become a very big Titans fan. I watched every game this season.
That's your team.
Yes. I went to two of them. Yeah. I went when they played the Bucks, and I saw them against the Bills Mafia.
You have a Tannehill jersey.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Mariota, backup quarterback.
My bad. Yep.
He plays some plays, though.
Yep.
They'll play him in there a couple for a pass or two.
Right.
There's only two options to me. Are the Chiefs, Texans?
Boring.
What?
Really?
Blowout.
Because the Texans beat them earlier this year.
I love Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs to win.
By like
500. But the other one I think can win on the road is the Seahawks.
Yes.
So I'd like to go to Seahawks, Green Bay. Because San Francisco, I think, is going to... demolish the Vikings.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, yes. I think the Vikings are very beat up.
They played
a very physical game against the Saints, a very hard-fought win, and I think that extra week of rest really helps these teams. Then I just think the Ravens are going to stomp the Titans. I don't think the Titans can score with the Ravens, and the Ravens are going to run. I'm worried about Mark Ingram not playing. I don't know. He's supposed to play. He's questionable. He's only practiced... limited, and I think it was yesterday that he's practiced for the first time in 2 weeks because of his calf injury. I don't know how much that hurts them, but I just think the
Sounds
Ravens...
Sounds like you're saying there's a chance for the Titans to win.
I don't
Have you watched some Ravens games this
year?
Yes. Because I haven't.
Yes.
Oh, they're really good.
They are so...
Coach, they're really good. They're really good.
And they have the number one rush defense in the NFL. So, is Tannehill going to be able to beat them? I don't know. Derrick Henry, yes. I understand that he likes to run the ball, but when you're going up...
No, no, Coach, that's his job.
But I'm saying the number one rush defense, that tells me that he may be limited. That Derrick Henry is not going to be able to beat them.
You know who they didn't use last week that's going to be dynamic?
Receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown.
No. They tried to use him, but he couldn't get open.
No, they never threw the ball to him.
Yeah, because he wasn't open.
Fine. That's great. But I'm telling you who's going to be open this week. A.J. Brown. He's going to be the crazy secret weapon that no one...
Let's do a little over-under here.
Two catches?
No. Over-under 78 yards for A.J. Brown.
78? I'll go over.
Under. 78 is pretty high.
Yeah, but if they're going to stop Derrick Henry, how else are they going to try to win this game?
Marcus Peters, lockdown. Boom. Marlon Humphreys, lockdown. They got two lockdown corners, folks. I don't think A.J. Brown will be open. You're going to need to use the guys, underneath.
Who's going to stop Henry? They need four dudes. Who's going to stop Henry when he gets past the
linebackers?
When he gets past the linebackers.
He ain't getting past the linebackers.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I...
Dude, you know what? I cannot wait to watch this game with you.
Oh, nice plug, dude.
Yeah, well, you can keep going. You don't have to look at me. You can say it. We're going to be at FGL.
The sore losers, right?
The sore losers will be at FGL House this Saturday. Everybody's flying in for this one. It is a big, big game. It is the team from Tennessee.
No, you can say the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that's just
and
the
team from Baltimore.
The Ravens.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we could officially say it.
Dang, all three of us together watching a game.
I'm not saying it's not the Cowboys.
FGL House.
I just don't think the Titans are dynamic enough to beat the Ravens. I've been so impressed with the Ravens all year. They have been, that first week when they blew out the Dolphins and I came in here and you guys were like, it's week one, relax. I'm like, they're awesome.
I don't think people realize that there's a chance that Flaja themselves may be at this bar.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's going to be so cool. Yeah.
Dude, just saying. What if the Titans, after a close fought game, don't know who's going to win or lose? What if they come party at Flaja House after the game?
Well, do you remember Jessica talking about Gronk? Like, right after the game, that's what they do. They went to the house and big party.
They're going
to
be looking for an after party.
It's not crazy to think that some of the Titans will be back.
Yeah, they'll get on the plane, get back. They'll be back in time before it closes.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, do the bars in downtown, is it just three or some of them can stay open longer?
There's
three.
One that's 24 hours, the diner.
Not really a bar. I mean, it's more of a restaurant.
Can you drink till four or five?
You can drink from four till six, something, and then there's a two-hour window you can't drink.
Dang, that's crazy.
It's the only 24-hour bar in Nashville.
It's called the diner?
And diner, yeah.
Well, it's not the only diner that you can eat at 24 hours. IHOP's open
but
24
alcohol,
hours.
But alcohol, Waffle House.
Waffle House, Denny's. Yeah. I mean, those
booze.
Are those.
Strip clubs. The booze is what makes it the big difference.
Yes, but there's a two-hour window that you can't drink.
But I've had buddies, I heard, that they'll sit in the booths and they'll order the drinks and hide them in the booth and so you can continue to drink throughout the 24 hours.
Yeah.
Good strategy.
Yeah.
But
hide your drinks.
If they're... And I don't think any road team's going to win this weekend. I know that's probably weak thinking.
You said Seahawks.
No, I wish that if they're one of the teams I think has a better chance, but I think they hurt because they don't have a running game.
The Packers look so bad against the Lions.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
He had like 20 yards.
That's because he's rusty. He hadn't ran in a while.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think they can rely on their running game.
It is comical to think that was even a good option.
Oh, Coach, it's still an option.
He scored a touchdown. He scored a touchdown both games.
Because he's 300 pounds.
Okay, but that's what they need. They need someone to get in the end zone when they're on the two-yard line, and he's done it. They give him the ball, and he's done his job. He's got in there.
We sit here and we talk about, the position that's so hard to play in the NFL is a running back. Man, the longevity of that career is just... You just never know how long. This dude won't die. Marshawn Lynch is an animal.
Not really. I mean, he's just big and he's an exception to the rule.
That's pretty rare, Coach. Pretty rare to see a dude last this long, take off, come back. What do you have, 2 years off?
A year? This season?
He's with the Raiders a year ago?
I play the Raiders. But he got hurt. He got hurt early season, though.
But. That's what I'm saying.
Before he came out of the car with the Skittles, I hadn't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, about 16 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, he played last season.
I don't remember that.
I'm shocked he was able to get into shape. How can he not play the entire year and then just get picked up just in time for the playoffs? You can't do that in other sports.
I know. It's a little weird. Sort of like the Ravens this week, they put someone on IR and they signed an offensive lineman that got cut by the Bengals a few weeks ago.
Our buddy Matt Overton could get picked up by an NFL team.
He could get picked up tomorrow.
That is crazy.
So the Chiefs could pick up Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
But he's underdoing that legal stuff.
But then the league could suspend him. But yes, if you're a free agent, like if you have an injury, you can sign someone and have them play the next week.
Dang.
Okay, 49ers Vikings. What are you feeling, boys?
Not what you just said. I don't think that the Vikings have a chance.
I like the Vikings. I think
why?
They were very impressive last game. Cousins put it in their breadbasket. He had some very good throws, including the one in overtime, which sealed the deal.
All season, they're inconsistent. All season. I mean, Thielen, I don't even know if Thielen's going to play
yes,
now.
Yes, he's playing. He was all over. You said he wasn't going to play. Or somebody, one of my friends told me. Sorry, one of my betting buddies. He played last game.
He played the game before that,
too. No, he's been playing.
Yeah.
He's been playing. What I'm saying is.
He looks awesome. He's wide open.
He hurt his ankle in practice or something.
And he did.
That's how he happened 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. He hurt his ankle in practice, and then he was out for 3 weeks.
Don't worry. I'm going to be out there. Whatever I got to do to be out there with my buddies.
Ankle? You ever heard of gauze? Strap it up.
Tighten up.
Ben Gay. Put some Ben Gay on it. That's where you put some Ben Gay on.
Icy Hot?
Oh, dude, have you ever put Icy Hot on your balls?
No. What are you talking about? Why?
My God, dude.
Why? Why'd you do that?
Off radio bit.
Dang, how'd that feel?
Oh, my God. It's fine for about 2.5 seconds. And then it is like, what the hell did I just do? I had to run to the bathroom. And I mean, oh, my God.
Put ice on your balls.
It is the worst thing in the world. Don't ever do it.
What is it for? I'm thinking about it. Back pain, neck pain? I never listened to the Shaq commercials.
Relax the muscles.
When I have a sore neck, I go to Icy Hot. Shaq. I never even hear what he says, what he's talking about.
I don't know either. But.
Well, Coach, what do you think about Vikings Niners?
For whatever reason, I'm on the opposite side of this thing with Lunchbox. I love the Titans. I love the Vikings. I love the Seahawks. What's the other game?
Chiefs, Texans.
You love the Chiefs.
Texans, good.
It's not
God.
Even going
to
be
the
worst
of,
start in the history.
Where's Pitts? He's supposed to get in here and give the Chiefs a pep talk.
Oh, hey, brother, I was doing some audio stuff.
I'll tell you what, brother. Brother.
Brother, I've been puckered all week, brother. Big game for my boys, brother. I'm thinking about going, brother. Tickets are only $1,000.
No,
brother.
Too expensive.
Coach, he's done it before. It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, but it's not the AFC Championship. AFC Championship, I think you can validate that. And he's really cheering for the Titans because he wants to play the Titans next week.
Oh my
and
gosh.
He host the AFC title
I love that
title
he's cheering
game.
Ahead.
To me, brother, that's putting the horse in front of the carriage.
Careful with that one because you're not going to get the
Swap
Titans.
That.
You're going to get the Ravens, and you guys are going to
no,
be
No, you guys
home.
Just said the Titans. You really like the Titans.
That's
what
I love
we said,
the 9.5.
You never know.
I love the 9.5. It might be a field goal game. But that 9.5, that's 3 scores when you talk field goals. That's what it's going to be.
What's that weather look like in Green Bay?
It's going to be in the teens.
Oh, that sounds like snow.
And you want to go to that game?
Well, not because of the
you
weather.
You said you personally wanted to go to that game.
Right, because I think that's going to be one of the most competitive games.
You're crazy. You can't even have the studio at 60 degrees.
I'm not saying I would like to sit in the weather. I'm talking about the game.
It's so cold in here.
I didn't pick that one because they always play each other. It seems like Packers and Seahawks are always in the playoffs against each other.
Well,
somebody fact check me on that one. Locks, thank you.
So, I just think, I don't know why. I mean, this is the square side to be on. All the home teams win. Which usually doesn't happen. But
it doesn't happen, Coach.
I think the Packers and both the Seahawks are two of the most overrated teams. They're so overrated, and one of them is going to the NFC Championship.
The Packers looked so bad against the Lions, and for whatever reason, I'm thinking that's the new Aaron Rodgers. He's just not good. He has a great arm.
He's on his way down.
I hate his attitude. I hate his relationship with his receivers, and he's going to Devontae Adams.
You're talking about
way
Brady?
Too much.
Rodgers.
But all they got to do is cover Davante Adams, and those Packers ain't doing nothing.
There's that dude that kind of looks like brother. He's always got a red face.
Lazard.
Lizard,
Lazard,
don't you
whatever.
Every time I see him, I'm like, that guy looks like, is that brother?
Yeah, well, speaking of brother, I mean, we got to go down to Kansas City. I mean, they're taking on the Houston Texans, who whooped that earlier this year. Deshaun Watson went into KC and said, hey, We ain't worried about you, little Patrick Mahomes. I'll show you who's the real
and
QB.
And please let me describe what
please
he's
do.
Wearing.
Please do.
He's
please.
Wearing his Chiefs football hoodie, a ball cap, Chiefs, obviously. And then what is that, a Mardi Gras bead necklace that has a Kansas City arrowhead on it.
And he has Chief sweatpants.
All right,
and
well,
Chief shoes. But my question is, he told me yesterday it's Red Friday. He's blacked out like it's a funeral, like it's the end of the Chiefs season.
Bub. Red skivvies even. Don't forget the skivvies.
No, no, no.
Oh, keep your pants on.
Put your drawers on, brother.
Brother,
I didn't know you were dropping trowel.
But I'm red, brother, I'm red where it matters.
Brother, we didn't want to see your red ass, brother.
But you said it was Red Friday. You're
it's
wearing
red
all
Friday.
Black.
There's red in there. Well, it's because my Chief stuff's black. I mean, you can take a picture and hate on them if you want. I think the listeners will agree that this is red.
Brother, why the beads? This is red. What's the necklace?
If you were describing Brother's sweatshirt, what color is Brother's sweatshirt?
Black. It's a blackout type sweatshirt, brother.
Thank you.
Does it match the britches, Bub?
But what color are the britches?
Black.
Black with the Chiefs?
Because
the shoes. But the Chiefs color isn't black. They're red and white.
Well, take it up with this NFL but you officially licensed. No, it's probably gifted to me. I don't buy anything. I don't buy britches till they get old.
Brother, that's like if I wore like a red outfit with a bunch of stars on it and be like, it's my Cowboys outfit.
Well, you could, but
they're not red. It's blue.
My team plays this week, though. That's why I'm wearing all this
stuff.
Got
him.
I feel like
he's bringing it today. Hey, let me welcome him in, y'all. It's Bub's Barbecue here, brother. Welcome back and welcome to the playoffs, Chiefs fans. It might be short-lived, but Bub's is here for you. Come on, get your barbecue in, Pitts. Come on and see us. We ain't seen you in a while. You still a fan?
Brother, big fan. Let me tell you something if you don't know about Brother Pitts. Brother Pitts is your Chiefs fanatic, and I love it. I'm excited for this weekend, man. I'm excited, especially, since we talk right now, I still have a chance of hosting the AFC Championship 2 years in a row.
You're hosting?
If those Titans can take care of business in Baltimore.
They're going to play at your house?
You say we.
Well, we.
The Chiefs.
They're
going to
play at your house?
Well, we get a chance to host another AFC Championship game if Tennessee can take care of Baltimore and we take care of business on Sunday.
Do you think that's a chance?
Well, what's the better odds? That the Titans beat the Ravens? Or that you guys lose to the Texans? Who has a better chance to pull the upset, the Texans or the Titans?
Titans.
I would say the Titans, probably. I think you would agree.
No, Texans.
That would be the only answer for you to say.
Yeah, no, well, no, I mean, no, I genuinely no, no. feel that way.
You can be objective and still be a fan.
You're talking to Pitts.
Right.
He's not.
But objective. You aren't either, so you can't say anything.
Well, I'm objective. I'm not talking about my team right now.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm objective.
You are not objective
not.
At
really?
All. It's okay.
Brother, you're
okay.
not. It's all right.
Okay.
It's okay, but I think the Texans have a better shot than the Titans,
This is not my first time being the smartest kid in the class, so I'll take what you guys have got and give it to me, and then I'll give it back. The Titans are not... I mean, just like Raymundo, if you're still 9.5, is that what I saw your...
Isn't that shocking?
Yeah, getting 9.5 points.
That's shocking.
It is.
It's not.
No, they don't think they have a chance. No one thinks the Titans
what that tells
have a chance.
Me no, is, what that tells me is everybody in Vegas right now, everybody bets favorites, and everybody saw the Ravens all season. 9.5 in a playoff game?
That's huge.
That is a gift. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Ravens all season, brother?
I've got NFL Sunday tickets.
Did you see them run over the whole NFL?
Yeah, all year.
Okay. They didn't. They lost to the, I'm trying to remember, what's that Midwest team that's in the playoffs?
Browns.
The Chiefs. They lost to the Chiefs.
Okay.
Bro, Chiefs. Early in the year.
He's on today, y'all. They're not playing today, brother. Those two teams aren't playing this weekend.
They still have to earn another shot.
He is on today.
Woo! The Chiefs got to earn their spot. Guess who they lost to earlier in this year? The Texans.
Okay, before we go, brother, won't you pull up the defensive roster that started that game against the
Texans? Okay, let me pull it up here. Emailing the defense right now.
Go see who was hurt in week 3 or 4, whenever it was.
Who was?
Go see, I just said.
I don't know.
Number 12 was hurt, 17.
Sports genius.
You guys still fielded 11,
okay, brother.
Clark Jones.
Then who was hurt?
I don't remember. It's a long season.
I said
pull it up.
Yeah, he said
I mean, you don't think the Texans had anybody hurt? Did you have your stud quarterback?
With me saying that the Chiefs had somebody hurt, does that imply that the Houston Texans didn't have anybody
hurt? No, sir, not at all.
This is the same guy that said Patrick Mahomes was taking on Deshaun Watson.
You're talking sports genius.
Yeah, right.
They're both offensive players.
I hate when people say that.
They're not playing each other.
They're never on the field at the same time until the end of the game.
No, right. Wrong coin flip.
But wouldn't warm
ups.
Hey,
not every quarterback goes to corn flip.
Okay, aside from allegiance, who do you guys, just on a personal note, who do you guys want to see in the AFC Championship? What do you
think?
The
Chiefs.
What do you think? Just team-wise, who would you like to see?
Oh, I'd like to see the Chiefs versus the Ravens.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. Well, I understand you would. He's like, without allegiance.
No, you want to see the Chiefs and the
Titans.
I'm
excited about the matchup because Baltimore's a great team. I mean, they're better. I'm excited to watch good football. Am
but
I going to cheer for the Titans?
Personally, you would rather see the Titans because that feels like an easier path to.
No, personally, no. I would rather see the Titans because that'll be at Arrowhead Stadium.
And you don't want to play the Titans because the Titans have owned you the past couple seasons.
Absolutely. Titans have owned us for a long time.
Yeah. We own that ass long time.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I think the Tennessee Titans. I mean, I bleed blue a little bit, so I cheer for my hometown team.
You bleed blue?
Cut cheer yourself. For my Titans, of course.
Really? Remember he said go Titans.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't have it. The audio database got smaller. Sorry.
Don't cut.
Do you still have BatterBox?
Don't cut me up.
I can search it.
And did BatterBox.
Because his butthole is puckered already with the 49ers. Like he was too Chest Day was wanting to have a watch party over at my brother's house at BatterBox's house, and he was like, "We got to invite No Teeth Keith." And my brother's like, "I don't know if I want to watch with anybody." Like he's that nervous.
I get it.
Like he is sweating. Like he's been hostile on Twitter towards Locks and Taylor Dial, who are both Vikings fans.
They wanted to fight or
and
something.
My brother was like,
"I saw a tweet about
you guys want to fight." Like he is high. I mean, he is so.
Oh, he wasn't joking about that. He really would fight him.
No, he wouldn't really fight.
Oh, okay, okay.
Let's be real. My brother's like 45 years old.
No, he's my age. He's 40.
41.
He's 41 already.
Yeah, he's old.
That's still not old. I'm a little close to that number to be
old. He's 41. He's a dad of three. I mean, of one.
He has two stepsons.
Two stepsons.
It's not fair to say.
So his fighting days, I mean, I don't.
Because you're 45, he'd
kick your ass.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, his cardio wouldn't be able to hang.
Coach, one punch in the nads and you're done.
How far do you have to run to be able to beat somebody up?
Have you ever been in a boxing ring?
Well, you're not boxing. I'm just saying he's going to punch you and hit you.
It still takes a lot of energy to do that.
You think you're going to go 12 rounds with someone?
He doesn't have to do jumping jacks to beat you up.
Coach, we're going to go at least 2 minutes, and my brother, he'll be huffing and puffing after 30 seconds.
Street fight average 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
They're going 12 rounds.
Same height around the
same height. No, I'm taller than him.
No, he's shorter.
He's short.
He's shorter, but he's compact.
He's stockier. Yes. Yeah, and he's got a little bit out front now.
The top half or bottom half?
Top half. You know what I'm saying? Like
a little bit out front. I love
that. He's got a little bit out front, but he's a little nervous about this Niners game.
Gravity hits us all, man.
I mean,
in different ways, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see if he'll answer his phone, see if he wants to.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to batter puck.
What do you think that clip was titled?
Batter's Box.
I don't think I titled it that.
What's up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
You're going to need to turn it up louder than that, boy.
Well, I don't know how to turn it up louder.
Put it by the microphone. There you go. Batter's Box.
You really lost the clip.
We can find it.
No, have him do another one right now. Hey, everybody, it's Batter's Box. Okay,
it was
great.
His birthday.
He's not answering. All right.
Hey, coach, maybe next time tell him you're going to call him.
Maybe he's at work.
I wasn't going to call him.
What's he nervous about? He's not even going to play the Chiefs till the Super. He's got.
Oh my god!
Well, brother,
he's got another month.
Brother, you got time?
Who's your nerves, bro?
Brother, chill. It's time. Said you've had this pregame speech. You've had 2 weeks to come up with this.
I did not practice. I even thought about practicing because Andy Reid doesn't practice. He ain't practicing for what he says to those guys. If he is, it's rehearsed and it's not valid. You just talk to those boys.
All right, let's talk to him.
I just bring you in, guys. I say, look, man, we've got.
Oh,
okay, take an ear.
Take an ear. Hold on, I'm still getting my drawers up.
Hey, go ahead, coach.
Guys, let me tell you how proud I am to be your coach, man. When you guys all got here in the summer months, started doing two-a-days, introducing guys that hadn't met, we built a brotherhood. We talked, we worked. We won. I mean, we have a reason to be here. There's a reason that we're here, I guess is what I mean to say to you guys. Last year, we had unfinished business. We're just about exactly a year away from having 70,000 people leave this stadium disappointed.
Huh?
You're a year away from that?
Patrick Mahomes talking to you, didn't get a chance to play overtime football, guys.
You mean a year ago, not a year away.
That's what I meant. We're still a year away from quit ruining my speech. Hey, get him out of here. We're a year in front of it.
Coach, you ain't making no damn sense.
We're past it.
Coach,
we didn't
I can't
get
hear
a,
you back here, Coach.
We didn't get a chance to finish our mission, boys. So I just want to let you guys know that you're all ready for this. I don't want to waste your time. Let's get out there. Let's win. I want Can I kind of talk like something already happened? Because I want to say Tennessee went into Baltimore and did their business, and you got four quarters of football to play, and then they're going to come back, and we got four more quarters of football
I've
to play.
I've never so heard of a coach predicting a game that doesn't happen.
Well, no, this is going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of like mixing my things.
You the Titans
like,
play Saturday.
Because yeah, my speech wouldn't be valid.
I love it. Continue.
And then I'm done. 1-2-3 Chiefs. I mean, there's nothing to rehearse. Get out there and get the job done. You're the better team in special teams. You're a better team on offense. You're a better team on defense, and they don't have anybody in the damn crowd yelling for them.
Coach, what about
there's
special
no
teams?
Reason I started with them. There's no reason for you guys not to leave with a win after four quarters of football. I've got you guys prepared. You're winners. We're playing next week. We just don't know if we're playing here or in Baltimore, but we damn sure know we're playing in Miami, boys.
Coach,
and that's
coach,
just three more weeks away. So,
coach, is Mahomes playing? Is he good?
Check the injury report. 1, 2, 3, Chiefs!
Coach, real quick, Mahomes' girlfriend wants to say a few words to the team, too.
Please. She needs to stay off Twitter.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but she just needs to stay off Twitter. Her and Trump both.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
Yes!
I titled it LB.
LB, Batter's Box.
Yeah, I, yes.
I need to change it. What about Mahomes' lady, though?
She runs her mouth on Twitter. Yeah, I'm just, like, girl.
Do you think she represents the team well?
Do you think you do, bro?
Me personally, if that was my lady, yeah. I would probably ask her not to do all that stuff.
Bro. But okay,
I
mean, brother,
just ask. She's her own person.
Brother, your head coach. Do you sit down with Mahomes and be like, "Hey, let's talk a little bit, man. We got to talk about your girlfriend."
Maybe.
What would you say?
Not because she's doing anything wrong. I just think it could be a distraction.
Because she's calling out other teams, right? And
yes,
saying her dude's better.
Yeah, and undue pressure on her man.
You've just got such a class act. I mean. From what we've seen of Patrick Mahomes' college,
right,
and
he
NFL.
Doesn't spout off on anything,
right.
But his girlfriend spouts off on everything.
It's a complete opposite of what he gives it. So I think it's a little bit tacky, but a little classless, maybe.
Lunch. If your wife was
not
doing that,
I would tell her to stop.
You would tell her to stop.
Absolutely.
You would ask her to stop.
No,
I would tell
her.
Hey, this is affecting our life.
Like,
but I would still ask.
This is our career. This is my career. You're effing that up, like. Just quiet.
Yeah, like LeVar Ball. We don't hear from him anymore.
Coach, but...
What is she trying to get? Is she just trying to get a rise out of people or have like a voice?
I don't know, but my point is, why is Mahomes letting her?
Maybe he doesn't mind. Maybe that's what he likes about her.
Maybe he's
there
just,
we go.
Man, maybe he's... We just don't...
I feel like that says a little something about him.
So maybe, do you think that's a voice for him, meaning that he's taking the professional
instead
side?
Instead of him doing it.
So he does...
So there's no backlash on him.
Thank you.
Let the girl take it.
Exactly.
Sounds like a real good idea.
So like birds of a feather.
In other words,
they both got the same things, but based on her position and based on his position, he's got to act a lot more professional.
Absolutely.
Than she
he can't come out and say stuff like that.
So
but
all,
if he believes it, why not his wife or his girlfriend?
But we all agree that it's kind of tacky on her part, right?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
yeah,
think
I think when spouses get into it, if they were arguing with other spouses, that'd be kind of funny. But just talking trash, like when you, like her saying, "Oh, my guy's the greatest." I get it that she has his back, but I think it looks bad. The optics are bad. And then
they're also kids, too. I forget. Like, how old are they?
23, 24,
yeah,
25.
They're so young that they probably don't even realize what everyone thinks about this stuff or how it reflects on them.
And keep in mind, when they do that stuff, even though it's out there for any age group, I think they make those – they're saying things to their age group. Does that make sense?
That's true.
Their
sure,
age
sure.
Group.
Good point.
So, they're tweeting things to their people.
But
even
we
all
can see it.
Also, this is the first generation that's had to do this. And, I mean, Michael Jordan, I mean, we have no idea how he would have been on Twitter
or Instagram.
It would have been
so
awesome.
Arrogant.
Because speaking of Twitter, last night, Russell Westbrook goes back to Oklahoma City. And Kendrick Perkins gets on Twitter and talking about how Russell Westbrook is the best to ever put on an Oklahoma City jersey.
Wow.
Calling out Kevin Durant.
Wow.
And so Durant goes back at him, and he's talking about, because Perkins is like, KD lost in the second round without Russ when I was there. So what does that mean? And Durant responds, yet our starting center at Kendrick Perkins averaged a whopping 2 points and 3 rebounds during that series. You played
that call out.
And he said, you played hard, though, champ, LOL. And Kendrick Perkins replied, facts on the average and facts on the champs part, too.
Oh,
champ. That's fun, guys.
All right, are we closing,
it's
brother
so
out?
It's so stupid how these guys act on Twitter. Like, just children.
I know, I love it. The egos. I love the egoness of everything. I like when they argue with each other. I like to see that
it's entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very fun. And Kendrick Perkins goes back at him, weakest move in NBA history, up on a 3-1 team in the Western Conference Finals, lose, and then go join him the following season. Heart of a champion right there. Oh. I mean, take a shot. I mean, it's so funny. And Kendrick Perkins has lost his mind. Kevin Durant is the best player to ever put an Oklahoma City jersey on.
Whoa. Adams is pretty damn good, in my opinion.
I mean, Nick Collison. I would go with Nick Collison.
Yeah, all right.
Rock chalk.
Now, Pitts, if the Chiefs win.
I hope so, man.
No.
Brother, they're going
to
win.
If they win, are you going to the AFC Championship no matter what?
No. Right. I mean, I don't even know. How far is Baltimore?
Couple
Not
hours.
Not far at all, brother.
Shut up. How far is it?
Couple really? Hour flight.
Yeah, you can fly.
I wouldn't fly. I'd want to see the world. I haven't gone that distance.
Brother, you're talking 10 plus, brother.
That's what I figured. I'd say it'd be a little more than that.
But no.
I guess because that's where the plus comes in.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here we go.
Hey, give or take a couple hours on that. Right.
Oh, it's not that far.
How many miles?
10 hours, 23 minutes.
Thank you. That's the plus.
How many miles? That's based on how fast I drive.
So I don't know.
Brother, that's based on the speed limit, brother.
Oh,
brother.
Yeah, that's why I said miles. Not, miles
brother,
would be better.
You average 15 over the speed limit, brother. You get there in no time.
Yeah.
Brother, we're not here to have you talk physics, brother. Guys, we're going to thank Vince for coming on in. This is Bubs. Come get your barbecue. Hey, come on game day. Come early. Don't come drunk, guys. Stay pretty clean. Get a couple beers and a White Claw. We'll see you over there, Vince. If you decide to come, we got a ticket for you. Come on, Bubs.
I'll be on the Chiefs' couch in Springfield. Now go Chiefs.
Brother, you coming to the watch party Saturday?
Man, I want to. It's a dear friend of mine's 30th birthday party at his house.
We've been bring him, brother.
So if it does, if the weather gets crappy in Nashville because there's rain, we may swing down there for the second half. You guys are going to be there all game, right?
Yeah, we'll be there all game, man.
I'd love to meet some listeners, too, so come by and say hi.
Yeah, well, we're going to get a picture of your outfit here in a minute, but we'll put it up on Twitter.
Don't forget the beads.
We will not forget the beads.
Did you no buy ladies, you can't get these beads.
Did you buy those
No,
beads
he doesn't or? Buy things. He just said
I don't,
that.
Man, I got this. I don't know where I might have bought
it. Did you show your...
I mean, did a five-year-old give you that?
No, I might have bought it. No, it didn't.
Your boobs for those?
It's got the sticker on the back, haters. I might have got it at the game. I might have paid way more than it was worth.
All right, let's do
after
it.
After a few White Claws.
Seahawks, Packers, who wins? Packers.
Seahawks.
Nope.
Seahawks.
Packers. Okay.
We agreed on something.
49ers, Vikings.
Niners.
Titans, Ravens.
Titans.
You guys are so stupid. You
That's from my heart.
You don't even like the Titans.
That one came from my heart. Oh, sure I do. They're right down the road. They're my neighbors.
Ravens. Big. Real big. Texans. Chiefs. Man, I've said all the home teams are going to win, so I guess Chiefs. But, man, that's one of those games I feel like the Texans can win.
Nah.
Texans can win that game. Andy Reid has a tendency to it in the playoffs.
He does.
And that makes me think, did we do all the games?
Yeah, that's it. It's four games.
That's it,
man.
And then Monday, we'll talk national title, man. Finally.
Really?
After a month off.
Is it going to be that good of a game?
Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be
awesome.
Y'all
think it's going to be a good game?
Oh, and I forgot to tell you guys. I meant to lead the show with this. We got a cool email. And I don't know if you guys are interested in doing this. I don't know. Maybe you are. But there's a guy that wants us to be in a TV commercial.
Okay. What are the details?
Oh, you want it?
I mean, what are we doing in the commercial?
You're getting naked.
It's a national fast food chain.
Well, okay.
And he wants to know.
What does it start with?
It's going to be.
A W?
They're looking for a fun group of guys to feature. Would you be interested in auditioning? This dude runs it.
We ain't got no audition. Wait, we already got the job.
Hey, what is the fast food restaurant chain?
It does not say.
It doesn't say?
The shoot dates would be the 5th and 6th of next month.
What city?
Here.
Who would shoot it here?
Oh.
If you're interested, we need to set up a phone call and then a Skype call with the three of us in the same location.
I'm down.
Is it the 5th and 6th of February?
Yes.
Because I'm in Vegas.
Okay, cancel it, Coach.
For
this
what?
Is a big opportunity.
Oh, 5th and 6th is during the week.
Yeah.
So why do you lie?
Because I thought that was a weekend. It just
but you like just the... said, you just said, is the 5th and 6th in February? And I said, yeah, and you go, I'm in Vegas.
It sounded like a weekend, because if somebody gives you two dates, it's usually a weekend date for a shoot.
Boys, you know what we
So
love?
When are you going to Vegas?
7th, I think.
For what?
Just to go.
Hey, focus.
Is this your bachelor party and you didn't tell us, you mother...
Coach, you think you're a part of his wedding. You're out of your mind. You're like, we're not going to. What's this wee crap?
Are you going to the bachelor party?
I don't know, and I doubt it. Coach, he has a whole group of friends that he hangs out with that I don't even know. This Dodd dude, I've never met him in my life. That's his best friend who lives here.
That's okay.
No, what I'm saying is they have their plans, Coach. Do not get hurt.
Plans haven't been started.
Coach, listen, Lunchbox, do not get hurt if we don't get invited.
We're going to the bachelor party.
Coach, see, I already told you you're going in this direction.
He already said we're going to the bachelor party, you idiot.
But don't get hurt if they do a real one versus a PC one.
We doing Loki in Vegas in February?
Hey, are just the real boys?
Who are you going to Vegas with?
Just being my chick.
Hey, quit getting jelly, dude.
She thought it'd be cool. We didn't even know we were getting married and engaged and all that, so she did it for a Christmas present. So it's a random weekend.
That's cool.
I believe it's after Super Bowl.
You, Bae, Billy, and who else?
I think it's just us two.
Oh.
Billy wasn't able to make it.
Oh, sorry. All right. Have a great weekend.
Whoa, hey, real quick about this thing, Coach. We should definitely consider this.
I'm in.
I'm down.
Freaking TV commercial? We'll be the next Bud Knight.
I don't like how he's trying to make us audition, though. I don't like the sound of that. Let me talk to my people.
Okay.
I feel like we should already have the position.
He probably needs us on tape.
Yeah, he has to show the...
He needs to show the company, like, all right, these are the dudes.
Okay. Have we talked to legal? We're allowed to just do commercial?
Yeah,
we need to do
commercial. Allowed.
Yeah.
No one tells me what I am allowed to or not allowed to do.
Coach, you're part of a podcast.
Are we allowed to say that?
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
What if after...
We're good.
We're good on that?
Okay, good.
In a year, there's going to be a person in here that we always have to ask, we can say that?
Okay, good. All right.
We're good.
Hey, we went to the game. We're allowed to say that? Yeah, okay, cool. All right.
I didn't know with the watch party. At first, we weren't allowed to say
No, only during
Titans,
the commercial we're not allowed
and
to.
And we weren't allowed to say Ravens.
Hey. Or football, or playoffs.
So I had to say a pigskin team in Tennessee and a waterbound TV, a team that lives near the Baltimore area.
Hey. Oh, man. One's a bird, another one's a person.
Well, good luck to your teams out there this weekend, man. Good luck gambling. You guys want to lock it up?
Yep. Oh, no, I'm not. No.
Oh, you love the Titans, guys. Come on.
I don't like this +9 that everyone loves to bite at. Like that.
No, you already love the Titans. You already think the Titans are going to win.
Coach, I really, in my heart, believe the Titans can win this. The fact that there's a whole +9 on it, that's scary. That's scary. Vegas never gives you just 9 points. I'm just going to give you 9.
I mean, Vegas thinks it's going to be about 14
of course.
Or 21.
And that's what makes me think, like, oh my gosh, the first quarter they're going to be down by like 3 touchdowns.
Here's the thing. If the Titans fall down 10.
Yeah, they ain't coming back.
Right, because Derrick Henry is then obsolete because he doesn't catch the ball out of the backfield, and they're not going to be able to just sit there and grind the clock. They're going to have to start throwing the football.
Yeah,
that first
quarter is going to be
bad news for the Titans. It's going to be like, the watch party may end pretty quick. No, we'll still be there the whole time. We'll be there. All right, have a great weekend. If you want some good college hoops, Kansas-Baylor tomorrow. Woo, 4-5 matchup. Let's go. Rock chalk.
All right, goodbye, everyone. Have a great weekend. What?
See you later.